now. Chick magnet.
You don't remember me, do you?
Sure I do. Neighbor, come in, come in.
Well, how you been?
Great, great, great. And you?
Oh, Jim Dandy.
Oh.
You don't remember me at all, do you?
Oh, not a clue.
I'm Larry Johnson. Pastor Fuller asked you and Harriet to counsel me and my fiancée about the pitfalls of marriage.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Hey, we gave you some pretty good advice. So how are you and Marilyn getting along?
We're divorced. Gotcha! Just kidding. Actually, me and the little wife here are simpatico, habitating beautifully.
Great. Well, have a seat. So, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Winslow, if I may call you that, my wife's birthday is tomorrow, and, I bought her something kind of special.
Oh, how thoughtful.
I'm a thoughtful guy. The problem is, I can't hide it in the house because the little wifey's a snoopster. So I was hoping I could entrust it to you for safekeeping.
Oh, why me?
Well, you're a member of our church, a respected leader of our community, and you've shot people. So how about it? It'll just be for one day, huh?
Well, no problem, Larry, if I may call you that.
Hey, you got the gun.
Cerebral ganglia form the insect brain.
Ooh.
A nerve ring connects the ganglia with more ganglia from which the ventral nerve cord stems.
Say, ganglia again.
Ganglia. ganglia. Maybe.
Hi.
Hello, Laura. Don't you ever knock?
I live here. Steve?
Laura?
How are you?
Fine. I've been fine. You?
Good. Good, good, good. What's going on here?
Nothing.
I gotta go. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
What's going on between you and Laura?
I can't tell you.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, I can't. It's personal.
Steven, if I'm gonna bear your children and have all my best body parts drop 4 inches, there should be no secrets between us.
4 inches?
Spill it, Sparky.
Well, this morning, mm-hmm. I accidentally saw Laura mm-hmm. in the bus.
I see. And when you saw her in the raw, what did you feel?
Nothing. I never touched her.
I meant emotionally.
I was mortified. I was humiliated.
So you were embarrassed for Laura?
For the both of us. I was naked, too.
How much did she see?
Well, Ladybug, let's not get into specifics.
How much did she see?
A whole enchilada.
Ago. Where have you been?
Shopping. This is for you, sweetheart.
What could this be? Harry, this is the watch we saw at the mall last week.
I know. I went back and got it.
Oh, sweetheart, I love it. This is beautiful. Oh. Hey, it's got an alarm and a stopwatch.
And a calendar, too. I set it for today, the anniversary of our first date.
That's right.
Ooh. Ooh, what do we have here?
What?
My present.
Oh, no, no, no. Sweetheart.
Wait, don't tell me. I hear jewelry. He's calling my name.
No, Harry. No. Harry, no.
Girl is gorgeous. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
A diamond bracelet. Oh, God. You are the sweetest, most generous husband in the whole world.
I know.
I love you, Carl.
I love you too, baby.
Oh, I got to show it to Laura.
It's not yours.
Hey, Mr. Winslow.
Hey, Larry, thanks for coming right over.
What's up, guy? When you called, Marilyn and I were in the middle of a rousing game of Pictionary. I was trying to draw an ottoman. It was really...
Right, listen, why don't you have a seat? Oh, can I get you anything? A soda, chips, a lobster?
No, thanks.
Okay, let me tell you why I asked you to come over, Larry, neighbor, old pal of mine. You see, when you left Marilyn's present with me this afternoon, a funny thing happened.
Well, what?
Well, you see, today happens to be the anniversary of my first date with Harry.
Hey.
But when she saw your gift, get this, she thought it was for her.
That's hilarious.
You can't
it must have been really awkward when you had to tell her that she was ruined. Oh, you did tell her, didn't you?
No! Look what Carl bought me. Isn't it beautiful?
I didn't quite tell her yet. But you see, Larry, I do have a plan.
Let's hear it, Einstein.
Well, I figure I'll just go and buy the identical bracelet, and then you can give that one to Marilyn. Huh?
Oh, Kane.
I'll just get some pertinent info.
Oh. Okay, it was Zagner's Jewelers on Argyle Street, and it was $3,800.
$3,800? You spent that much money on your wife?
Sure, Carl. I love her.
Well, I love my wife, too, but $3,800? Your wife? What, are you rich?
Oh, heck no. But my dad is. You ever hear of Mobil Oil?
Your father owns Mobil Oil?
No, but he sure sued him.
And stomachs. What's going on here?
Nothing.
What happened? You see each other naked or something? Oh my God, you did.
At least until I see somebody.
you're not making it any easier.
Oh, now, come on, guys. What are you going to do? Hide from each other till what you saw turns gray? Work it out. You know, when I was 8, I walked in on Mom and Dad. If I can get over that, you two can surely get over this.
Yeah. And I was right. We have to deal with this.
You're right. But how do we start?
Well, we could try looking at each other without turning beet red.
I feel better already.
Oh, me too. Oh, Lara, I just hope you know that what happened was purely an accident.
Oh, Steve, of course. Otherwise, I'd have to kill you.
Why, never in my wildest fantasies have I ever envisioned you in the altogether. Of course, there was that one hot summer night. I was tossing and turning in bed, and I pictured you in slacks and a blue blazer.
Steve, that's all right. I mean, we all have fantasies.
Fortunately, mine are nothing like yours, but we all have them.
Lara, I don't know if I can sleep tonight. I'm afraid I might see again what I shouldn't have seen, but did.
Well, Steve, we can't go back in time and change what happened.
True. Or at least not until the government gives me some plutonium.
Right. Anyway, I appreciate the fact that when you saw me, you looked away. Almost immediately. And you didn't go blab about it to a bunch of guys.
Oh, of course not. Why, I have profound respect for you. And I appreciate the fact that when you saw me, you didn't point and laugh.
Believe me, Steve, there was nothing to laugh about.
Really? Oh, my.
I better rehearse this. Harriet, I am very sorry, but the bracelet does not belong to you. It belongs to someone else.
Who?
Harriet, sweetheart. What are you still doing up?
Carl, if this isn't my bracelet, then whose is it?
Marilyn Johnson's.
What? Why are you buying presents for Marilyn Johnson?
I'm not. Her husband, Larry Johnson, he gave it to me to hold for him until tomorrow when he's going to give it to her for her birthday. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I would have told you sooner, but when I saw how happy you were when you saw it, I just couldn't.
I see.
Aww. You got the box? Well, that's not important. Honey, I know how disappointed you are.
Carl, I'm not disappointed about the bracelet.
Well, I
am. But what really disappoints me is that you forgot our anniversary again.
Oh, no, I didn't. It's just that the present I got you is not nearly as expensive as that bracelet.
What'd you get me?
Happy 25th anniversary of our first date, Mrs. Winslow.
Oh, Carl. This is from our first date, the photo booth at the carnival.
Yep.
You know, I remember this. By the time we got to the top of the Ferris wheel, I knew I was with the man I was going to marry.
And you know what? We've been going around ever since.
Right. Good day. Zit free.